Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'd like to stay in Africa today. Yesterday, I shared with you the story of Chad Branch, and the Branch family have only been in South Africa for a short time, a little over a year now. And yesterday, they were sharing the variety of ministries that they have already going there, their church ministry, and then outreaches into the schools, training local believers. Today, I'd like to go a little farther to the east side of Africa, to the country of Tanzania, and tell you about Bill Brower and his family. Bill and Tammy have been there many years. Brother Brower also was a pastor in the United States for a good time, and then God called him to go to Africa, and they did. And they've been there, so they're at a different stage of their ministry. They're working with national believers very often in church planting ministries. So let's hear what Brother Brower has to say. He says, in the last few months, our national church planting team has been approached by 8 different villages requesting for us to start churches in their villages. Now, none of these villages have a gospel preaching church. So these are exactly the type of villages we're looking for. We're specifically targeting villages that have no Bible-believing churches. By the grace of God, our team has been able to start new church plants in 3 of these villages. As we mentioned in one of our previous letters, 2 of the new church plants are on the same large peninsula of Segrirema, and Pastor Delphinus and various men are able to conduct an open-air service at 8:30 in the morning in one village, and then they travel to the other village for an 11:30 a.m. service. At this point, we have no buildings to meet in. They're just going to the center of each of these villages and preaching. On Sundays, the village center is the place to be. Many people hang out there, young and old alike. People are not doing much on Sunday, so our leaders are getting a lot of people who just stop by and listen to the preaching of the Word. It's a great picture of the book of Acts where Paul and others gathered people in the city center to preach the gospel. Many of these same people are attending these services every week. So we're trusting the Lord to save many of these people and to organize them into a New Testament church. Now, the third village where our team is starting a new church plant is Konofulo, located between 2 other villages. Pastor Pellegrino and Pastor Petro conducted a service there already, and there were about 70 adults in attendance for the very first service, along with many children. At this location, a man allowed us to meet on his property. He's the one that searched us out to ask us to come and start a church in his village. The response was tremendous. We've already had many professions of faith here, and this location also allows for church members from the other 2 villages nearby to travel and assist in this new church plant. Would you please pray for the other 5 villages? We certainly desire to start churches in each of these villages and desperately need the Lord's wisdom. Please pray that the Lord of the harvest will continue to call laborers into his harvest. That's what we really need to reach these villages, more preachers. And let me close the broadcast today by saying that everywhere I go across the world, working with our missionaries, I come back and tell people what we need is more workers, both American missionaries to go and then national believers who would do as these men are doing there in Tanzania, to respond to the burden to go out and reach more people with the gospel of Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.